Mitchell, OPT Network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website and you can click on and listen live. I don't care what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning, y'all. It's February 1st. It feels so great. Y'all, this is an incredible month. This is the love month. This is Black History Month. But most importantly, this is Go Red for Women Month. If you're just getting ready this morning, I want you to throw on just a splash of red because we are representing women. Women are dying from heart disease more than any other people on the planet. Yes, we are. And so we want to make sure that we talk about that this month. It's going to be an incredible month filled with a lot of great stuff. But before we get to that, let me just remind you that if you're getting ready and you're driving in this morning, as always, we like to remind you, slow it down. I know that sometimes we get harried and hurried in the morning. Put the brakes on, slow down, make sure that you're watching out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. Please, those zones are flashing until 9 o'clock. So please slow down and get there safely. Make sure that you stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for yourself, watching out for all of our kids, and watching out for each other. Y'all, it's Friday. You know what? This is an incredible day. We are celebrating our aunt's life today, and we're celebrating you. What we're talking about this morning, well, you've got to stay on point for it. We've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, it is a show that you just cannot miss. Stay with us. You're on point. We're back right after this.
Dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays.
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The State of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. You're on point. If you're just joining the show, it's 7:44. Today is February 1st. Can you believe we're starting a new month and only now, just a short time from Super Bowl Sunday. I'm telling you, we're so excited about that. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show, but this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. And like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish. Now, I'm telling you, if you are uncertain about your insurance, whether it's your home, your auto, your life, if you don't know that you have got the life insurance in place that you need, if you're not sure, then you need to phone Rosa and her team. The number is 318-487-1881. They have an incredible team, and they're standing by to help you to make the best insurance decisions. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hicksonhasit.com. Now, this morning, we're switching gears, and we are joined by some of the lovely ladies in Alexandria, Louisiana. You know what we call it. It's been a while since we've done it. Real Women, Real Talk. This morning, we're pleased to be joined by Lamia Solomon. She's the branch manager at Forestwood National Bank right here in Alexandria. Also, Christy Bergeron. She is the interim director at Camp Grant Walker. And she's also the founder, She is also the founder of Women and Wine on Wednesday, as well as the incomparable Lisa Campo. Lisa's going to be joining the conversation a little bit later in the show. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Uh-oh.
Good morning.
All righty. There it is. And so, you know what, ladies, we've got a lot of things approaching. We talked about Black History Month. We talked about Go Red for Women. We talked about this being the love month. And I'll start with the love month.
Okay. That's always, that makes women nervous. I think February does.
Why does Christy, February make women nervous for you?
Well, I mean, I know I can probably speak for a lot of women, but it's just a lot of pressure, I guess. Like, it's February, it's Valentine's Day. Are you seeing anybody? If you are seeing someone, what is that person going to do for you for Valentine's Day? What should you do for that person? What happens if you just started seeing somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a lot of emotion. So February does make women a little nervous, I think.
Yes, it does. I think so, too.
And so is there a pressure, because it's February, that you need to have a Valentine?
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
I want a Valentine.
Who doesn't want a Valentine?
Right.
And so we were talking before the show, and we were talking about the issues that women have with men and finding a quote unquote good man. And you ladies had some really
interesting
perspectives about that. Let's talk about that, Lamia. What is it about finding a good man?
Well, first of all, I think women shouldn't be looking. That's not our job.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to sit back and let the man find us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we go out and we look for a man and we pick the wrong man, then they always say, well, I keep on finding the wrong man. I don't know why. Well, maybe because you're not supposed to be looking. It says a man that finds a wife, not a wife that finds a husband. So I think if we sit back and say, hey, you know what? Maybe I should let God pick me one instead of picking out for myself. Mm-hmm. Then we won't find ourselves in abusive relationships,
mm-hmm.
and we won't find ourselves in those unhappy areas of our life
mm-hmm.
with that other person.
Mm-hmm.
Because we went out and we chose that fine man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he looked good, but he beat me on Tuesday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks good, and he might take care of me, but at the end of the day, I'm unhappy mm-hmm. half of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, you know, that's old school. Well, if you just got a piece of a man, you should be happy.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know what? Respect yourself as a queen
mm-hmm.
and find you, and let that king find you. If you keep going out there looking and you're using the same thing you did when you was 18, but now you 40, you're going to get the same trash you got when you was 18. I mean, I'm just keeping
but
it.
But I agree with Lamia.
But Christy, now we're saying that, but then you got women out there saying, okay, I tried to do that. I tried mm-hmm. to wait for God to send me a man, and I'm still waiting.
Well, there is the flip side in that a lot of men think, well, not think, but they wish that some women would take the initiative
mm-hmm.
because some guys are nervous to approach women. And so they would feel a little better if the woman would give them, you know, a smile, a nod, or some indication that they are interested.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be the flip side of what Lamia was saying as well.
And let me just add this caveat. These are two single women.
Yes. A smile, a nod, but that don't mean open your legs.
Exactly. Oh, no, that's not what I said. Yeah. Exactly. And a lot of women do that, thinking that they can get someone, and it backfires.
But in this society, now, Lamia, you opened up that can of worms, don't open up your legs. But now in society, it's changing so rapidly that women are wondering, how long is enough time to wait before you become intimate with a partner?
Marriage. That's okay. Is he going to marry you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they did say, why are you giving up the milk if he's not going to buy the cow?
Mm-hmm.
He wants the cow
mm-hmm.
and the milk. You mm-hmm. can get it all at one time. So.
But what about for those women that are saying, you know, if I try to wait for marriage, Christy,
mm-hmm.
and I don't become intimate with my partner or whomever, mm-hmm. that he will not remain interested?
Right. I have several friends that are going through that right now. And, I mean, you know, the ideal thing is to wait for marriage, that is, but a lot of people cannot, and it can be the women or the
mm-hmm.
men.
Mm-hmm.
But so, I mean, what I say to that is if you're in a relationship and both of you guys are on the same page and you know where each other are. I mean, that's a personal decision between you and him. That's the best advice I could give or what I could say.
Absolutely. But. And, you know, I think that it's, you have to use your own moral compass.
Right.
When it comes to that. But right now, you've got a lot of women out there that are single that are saying, there just aren't any good men out there.
But there are. What happens is, there is good men out there. It's just that we as women, and I know a lot of women are going to get mad, we tear them down. Or
we tear men down?
We tear men down to the point where the good ones are nervous because they think that you might be that woman that's going to tear them down because they went through that previous relationship.
Right.
We don't support our men enough to say, okay, you know, let's uplift them and put them where they're supposed to be. Remember, they're supposed to be kings.
Right.
So we're supposed to treat them as kings and allow them to take their place as kings. But if we're so busy tearing them down from that spot, then they're not going to accept that. They're going to want to, hey, let this woman take care of me.
Well, what about those women that say that he didn't treat me like a queen? Why should I treat him like a king? He doesn't treat me like a queen.
Well, you chose that. You got to accept the responsibility of, you know what, you let it slide. A man will only do what you allow him to do. I mean, and that I believe that solely. If you allow him to curse you out that first time, he's going to continue doing it the second, third, and fourth time. That means you didn't respect yourself as a queen that first time and say, hey, if you want to continue this relationship, then you're going to have to respect me and stand by what you say.
You're going to have to get your mind right. Well, let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, let's talk about, are women way too independent these days? Oh, my goodness. It's a provocative conversation. Real women, real talk. You're on point. It's Friday. We'll be back right after this.
Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card, it's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Terra Home. Now, as we're talking about the love month, if you're looking for an incredibly wonderful Valentine's gift, Terra Home, you got to start there. They're at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of this community with state-of-the-art technology. Also, for your free mammogram, Diane Kitts is the contact person. The number is 318-487-1122. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the conversation this morning, what a conversation. It is, all I can say is it is hot and it is getting hotter. DC has had to step out and turn the air conditioning on. That's how hot it's getting. And then the hot sauce just made it. Lisa Campo, she is now going to be an agent for an American National Insurance Agency. Also, we want to welcome back Christy Bergeron. She is the interim director at Camp Grant Walker. She's also the founder of Women and Wine on Wednesday, and Lamia Solomon, who is the branch manager at Wood Forest National Bank. Now, this morning we're having an incredible conversation about life, real women having real conversation. And before we went to the break, we threw some things out there, and during the break, Lamia had a very interesting perspective as we were talking about women who go out and choose men. And let me just say as a caveat, to all the women listening and even all of the men, these are our own ideals and opinions. They don't necessarily mean that they have to be yours, but this is just one woman individually speaking. And so this is not meant to condemn anyone. This is a conversation that we hope will bring us together and make us all just a little bit better and a little bit smarter. But you said something really interesting. You said, when I talked about choosing the men, you understand that in this real, in its real form.
Right. One of the things, like I said, I mean, I've never been the one to hide anything. And I was married twice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and we looked at her and said, Lamia, you must have been a baby when you married because you still look like a baby.
And you know what? I'm going to stay a baby. Black don't crack. I'm going to tell you that. kids still think I'm 30. I'm going to be 30 for a few more, 10, 20 years.
But, Lamia, so you married not once but twice, and right. both of those men you chose.
I chose them myself.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't wait for God to bring me anyone. I chose them myself, and I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to learn from that to say, why do I keep picking the same man? The same type of man
mm-hmm.
over and over and over again because I kept using the same thing to get him.
And what was that?
Me.
Your own intellect.
And my own intellect and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stop. Hey, I can't keep him.
And so when did you get to the point where you really realized it's you,
you
and
know,
you got to stop?
I had to go through some changes. I mean, really, I had to, after my second marriage, I had to just think about, okay, if I'd have picked the same man twice, I'm the one with the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I started fasting and started praying, and I talked to my pastors, and at the time I went to Bread of Life Christian Center and Pastor Wiley Shaw, good pastor in Oakdale, Louisiana, great pastor.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and I talked
great
to
pastor.
Linda Shaw,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, at one point in time, they said, you're being open, but maybe it's you.
Wow. They just said that to you?
Yeah. Maybe.
So
maybe you got to change you. Think about it.
Were you able to own that truth?
Oh, yes. You can't help but own it if you got a third party looking in and saying, I'm neutral in the situation.
Wow.
I know both ways. God can change you. If he changes you and you start looking at, hello, I'm going to listen to God's
mm-hmm.
plan instead of your own plan, it's going to make a difference.
Absolutely.
And it'll make you happier in a relationship.
And so when we're still in the single realm, Christy, I want to jump to you because I want to talk about what kind of pressure it is being a woman 30-ish that is still single from your perspective, because there are a lot of women out there and society is saying, what's wrong with you?
Right.
You know what I'm
it
saying?
It is. There is a lot of pressure. But also, too, I see a lot of people getting, a lot of women getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of makes me think, all right, if I don't want to feel pressured that I have to be married because I am in my 30s, because all of my friends, with the exception of maybe a couple, I mean, they're all divorced or on their second marriages or divorced and still single.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when I do get that pressure, I just think of things like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
you just have to be patient and wait.
Mm-hmm.
And like Lamia said, I mean, you have to look at yourself. You have to make changes. I mean, dating in my 20s is completely different than in my, you know, mid to late 30s now.
Mm-hmm.
But so you have to do things differently.
Now, this is what I want to talk about when we talk about truth. And I want to, and Lisa and I are both, we old married women. Well, not really. We're And I'm
no,
not
I am not old.
And
she's not old. But we are old in our marriages.
That's right.
For
people, for our age. But I want to talk about self-truth because that's something that really keeps coming around, you know, around the table, self-truth and owning that self-truth. Lisa, do you think it's hard for women to own their own truth, whatever that is, and wherever they are, single or married?
I think when you're in a relationship, it is hard for both parties to own that own truth.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you're in a relationship where you both have committed to letting God be your rock,
mm-hmm.
you're never going to find your way. One of my favorite sermons is when they talk about how the disciples, they're on the mountaintop. I know I've told you this
mm-hmm.
before. And they're like, Lord, let us set the tent up here. It's so wonderful. We love the mountaintop. And he says, no. You've got to go back down in that valley. Unless
mm-hmm.
you forge through that valley, you will never truly see the glory on the mountaintop. And so, again, we are very old in our relationships. My husband and I have been together 22 years. We'll be married 18 this summer.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be 18 this
mm-hmm.
summer.
And some told that's a lot of years.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it. Before he came into my life, again, I prayed for a man like that all of my life. We've been together since I was very young, but due to circumstances, I knew really early on in life I needed to pray for this person to come and find me and let God bring him to me.
And how did you know that so early on?
I went through there's no perfect family. I came from a divorced family. I'm a product of a divorced family. Very bitter, still recovering to this day. Everyone in the family trying, and it's been 25 years since that, 25, 30 years since that divorce. But I knew as a child, some of my earliest memories as a child was praying for that man. Wherever he was, God send him. I want my family. I want my husband. I want, you know, it, early on I knew that. And so when he did come along, I wanted to run.
Because so you weren't submissive.
We were friends for a long time because he is older than I am, and so we just hung out. We were friends. But I want to get back to what you y'all were talking about before I got here. When do you allow that relationship to go from just dating to another level of intimacy?
Right.
You know, I heard you say, somebody said, my grandma said, why you want to give the milk up? He ain't ever going to buy that cow. Now I get to sit here and tell grandma, listen here, mama. We one of the few marriages that's made it over all these years, okay? But she's right. However, my response to her was, we were together 4.5, maybe 5 years before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 to 5 years, I can't remember, before we got married. That's a long time in this day and age.
That's right.
But again, you're talking 20-something years ago now. We knew who we were to each other.
But
that's important.
But Lisa, and you got to really step back, because as you said, in our day, that was a long time ago, and people are not...
Pre-cell phone, pre-Facebook turmoil,
And then people were, in our day and age, someone had said, had come on the show and said, you know, Anissa Muhammad, she was saying she was doing a talk. We were talking about relationships and singles. And in our day, I'm in my 40s, you know, there were songs that made you want to be in love. You wanted to be in love. Now,
and now it's all
booty shaking and
clapping.
And B's and H's.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's a different era.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
And so people are changing. But what we're saying is that women have to still hold themselves up to some standard.
Yeah, right. And they're answering to that. And I think that's the problem. It's not what you're being called. It's what you're answering to.
Absolutely. And
that's
now
right.
And now being called a bitch or a hoe, excuse my French in the morning, but being called that now is a term of endearment. And
he must like me. Or what's the word? Okay, let me tell you something. White knuckling it down Jackson Street. I'm listening to a Christmas song. My son's in the front seat. And they're talking about shorty under the mistletoe. I almost
shorty
flipping lost it. Heck, can you? And I literally said, can you ruin a Christmas song anymore?
Right.
And my son, he's over there getting his little gangster bob on. And I'm like, stop it. Shorty under the mistletoe. I turned the channel and he got mad at me and we threw down.
And so it's what we're talking about is just real women, real talk. It's a different era. It's a different genre. But how do we fit in and find our place and find what's best for us? Y'all, you're on point. This is a conversation you just don't want to miss. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
AYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's February 1st, and this segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary and his amazing team. Listen, if you need wiring, I don't care if you're at your camp, if you need wiring for any RV, if you need the best channels, you want to get your sports channels, whatever you need, he can make it happen. All you got to do is phone 318-767-2220. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. If you're starting a new business, you're an emerging business, you'll want to connect with the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Now, if you're just joining the conversation, we're just having real women around the table talking about real life. And that's really what it's about. And one of the things that I personally have been on and have been just seeking is truth and how to understand your own truth. Because we can sit here and we can laugh and have fun, but when and how hard is it, Lamia, for you to own the truth about who you are and who you'd like to be?
It's easy to own the truth. It's hard to go with the truth. Meaning, it's easy for you to own up to say, okay, I've done wrong, but it's hard to admit to everybody else, you know what, I did wrong and I'm going to go about fixing it. How do you go about fixing it once you know mm-hmm. what the problem is?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing. I know what my problem is. Hey, I know I have anger issues.
Do you really?
Oh, yes. I laugh about everything.
But anger issues with men or just in general?
You know what? Anger issues with men.
Mm.
Because, you know, stemming back from long time ago, you know, with my family and all of this, I tend to gain that through the years.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say anger issues with men, and it's not that, okay, I'm angry with them, but I'm not. A lot of women have a lot of things that they can take. I cannot take a physically abusive man.
Nor should you.
And nor should you in my aspect. So if that was
but
to
being,
occur.
But being angry with men, has that made you an angry woman?
I'm not an angry black woman because I'm also very submissive.
Well, now you can be submissive and angry at the same time.
But I only get angry if I'm pushed to the point of physical.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm completely over the top and there's no calming me down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't say that's considered anger issues because let me tell you something. Everybody has a kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't recognize that and be like, look, I'm going to tell you up front,
right.
Don't make me angry or I'm going Hulk.
Right.
Everybody has that. And it's not really fair for you to directly. Now, it's good that you recognize this is my trigger. Be
right.
warned. Like you should have a little label.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't hit me because I'm going to go psycho. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Well, rightfully so.
Right.
So you, I mean, don't.
But that's what I say is my anger issue, and I have zero tolerance.
Exactly.
Whereas a lot of men says, well, I just grabbed you, so why are you leaving me? Well, because you grabbed me,
mm-hmm.
and I told you, don't put your hands on me.
Yeah.
If I say no, mm-hmm. that means no, so I'm not going to deal with this situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of here. So that's going to keep me single for a while because
mm-hmm.
now it's to the point that a lot of men think that if they mush your face, it's okay. Well, I feel like if you mush my face.
What is mushing your face?
Let me show you. If you mush if a man.
Hey, watch her trigger. You touch her, we fixing to see her issues come right out.
If a man opens his hand
okay.
and grabs your face.
Oh, okay.
And push your face back, they mush. They don't consider it hitting you.
Oh, it's not a push, it's a mush.
It's a mush, so they have officially.
Wait, describe that again, because that's
I know.
That's
I don't really, think I've ever heard that
I've
before.
Never heard. Okay, so ladies, check it out.
Okay, listen.
Okay,
you don't have anger issues. You have I picked the wrong man issues because if you have a man that will put his hand on
that's
your face
right,
other than
right.
to caress it,
it's
you have
problem,
you
right?
are a magnet for the wrong.
Didn't I say I was married twice?
Yes,
I
know.
A mush man twice. That means that was my problem, so I had to correct it.
Yeah.
Well, how early?
Lord Jesus, I need him.
Well, how early in the relationship did he do
did
that?
Did the mush happen?
Did he mush your face?
If it was ever, it was early
it
enough.
Was, that's right. You know, it happens after they
break the arm off and beat him
what?
With the bloody end. Let me tell you, you don't tolerate a man to touch you.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's the mm-hmm. fire at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So, but you don't learn that until, okay, yeah, you date them. They're
mm-hmm.
really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
They wine you, they dine you.
Mm-hmm.
And it slips up a little bit, and that's our problem. We let it slip up a little bit
mm-hmm.
instead of demanding, hey, keep going because, mm-hmm. We're dating. Keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put the ring on your finger, and you say, oh, I got to work through this because you've already sent the invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he had it in him already
before, right,
to be that person. You just picked the person that it's
that's
in there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
for you, Christy, we're talking about truth and mm-hmm. owning that truth. What's your truth that you have to own?
My truth that I have to own is I agree with what Lamia said. It's easy for you to say the things that you've done wrong or that you need to change, but
mm-hmm.
to actually acting out that change, that's even more difficult. And I've had to do that. And
mm-hmm.
I've had to really work on that because I can say to my friends and to myself, oh, I need to change this. I need to... You know,
are you an angry white woman, Christy?
I don't think so. I can be. I can get to that point if you push me. Absolutely. Anybody can.
Uh-huh.
But it's just really following through with the things that you need to change or do differently in a relationship.
Right. And see, this is what I want to talk about. It's easy to talk about lip service. It's easy
right.
to talk about a thing. But can you really own that thing and start to recover? And mm-hmm. does that prohibit you from moving into the next thing? And deep down inside, is it all about self-love?
Well, right. And people
yes.
are afraid of change, too. And you're afraid to change things. But if something wasn't working before,
mm-hmm.
You need to go ahead and
change
it. And
why do we keep doing the same thing? And Lamia, I think it's really on point that you recognized it. And we're talking about it. And listen, we are total proponents against domestic violence.
Right.
And so we would never take that lightly.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is this. Anytime a man mushes you, pushes you, or puts his hands on you, all bets are off.
Absolutely.
No tolerance. I think everybody at this table agrees with that. Y'all, you're on point. This is a great conversation. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself in center clarity.
Have you been dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Cinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. We'd like to welcome to On Point Talk one of our newest sponsors, American Wholesale Mattress. Listen, if you are not sleeping at night, if you are not having amazing sex at night, and that's only apropos to this conversation, you need to visit the great folks. Kara, if you're listening, she's probably having a fit. Kara and David over at American Wholesale Mattress. But no, seriously, American Wholesale Mattress specializes in educating every single person that walks through the door and helps them find the perfect comfort, the perfect comfort for their body type, y'all. American Wholesale Mattress, you gotta go in and check out some of the cool new things that they've got. Tempur-Pedic, they've got it all at American Wholesale Mattress. We're going to tell you more about that a little bit later on, and we're going to just be reminding you that, listen, if you're looking for a great mattress, if you're tired of waking up with a crook in your neck, they're located at 717 MacArthur Drive right here in Alexandria, 717 MacArthur Drive. Also, we want to say, if you're in Avoyelles Parish, your State Farm agent on point is Kyle Wolf. Here's the number, 318-346-6695. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now, I'm talking about sex because this conversation is getting so hot. And Lisa, as we were talking during the break and we were talking about owning our truths, you had just the most incredible analysis about truth. And our personalities.
It's been an epiphany for me, I have to say it. And I know people are probably going to be, when I say this, how it came about, they're going to be like,
Lisa,
what?
We need the mattress to fit all it.
I know. Okay, so.
Absolutely we do.
I read the books 50 Shades of Grey. And yes, people, I got beyond the sex. It wasn't just about the sex for me.
But that was important.
It was important. Very. And I'm not knocking the display of information that was included in all of those pages. Anyway. The point that I'm getting to, it was an eye-opener for me. All of my life, I have just thought to myself, I'm thinking, I'm just shy of being crazy. Because when I came on across a topic, do I want to drink this bottle of water? That's going to be the topic. I would hear all of these different responses going off about what, you know, one of them's telling me, forget the water, get a shot of tequila, okay? One of them's telling me, you know, you've had enough water. How many carbs are in that water? You know, I've got all of these voices going off, and I'm like, I am crazy. So I read 50 Shades of Grey.
Uh-huh.
And when she talked about all of her personalities, it was like the angels in heaven sang down to me, because I have learned that is my truth. Let them vent. Let them air. Listen. Hear them. Talking about those personalities in my head. And it's like I said on break. Every woman is multi-personality. That's how the men have such a hard problem with us. But they can't live without us being all of those roles in their life.
And let's talk about those roles.
The chauffeur. Right. Mm-hmm. The homework in the afternoons. Mm-hmm. The sex goddess in the bedroom. The yard girl. The grocery girl, the laundry maid,
mm-hmm.
The career
business
mom,
woman,
right.
the submissive
woman. Wife, the PTA volunteer. David needs a hooker out there. Okay, so where our problems and challenges come into play is if we're still talking baby talk when we go to the bedroom. Well, I don't know, you might be freaking like that, but okay. Or if you go show up. If you show up at the PTA meeting instead of as PTA volunteer Betty, but you show up as, you know,
the hooker
for the bedroom for your husband, you have got to learn to harness these personalities.
But we're laughing about this, but this is really true. Because
we are laughing because we're laughing with ourselves and not at each other.
Right. That's right. We can all relate to
there
this.
There are women pulled over all over Alexandria, all over the listening area right now going, oh, my God, I'm not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I'm going to tell you right now, we just said this on break.
Mm-hmm.
The one you got to watch out for. And when you start to shake in and she is taking over, that is when, and look, this conversation is about to come circle. Yesterday I posted on Facebook, when it gets too hard to stand, just fall to your knees.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have allowed that anxiety to take over, mm-hmm. you fall to your knees mm-hmm. and pray until she's gone. That's back right. into
Don't
her closet.
Right.
I'm telling
she's
you.
She's evil. The anxiety queen is evil. Mm-hmm.
Of all of my other voices who have good intention of for me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She does not. I swear, y'all, her outfit's red. She's got horns and she's got a bottle of tequila in her hand. Mm-hmm. She will end you up in jail.
And let me tell you.
She will make you crazy.
That's right. And let me just say that we're laughing, and I love what you said, we're laughing with ourselves, mm-hmm. because every single woman, if you're honest, you can relate to this.
Be honest right. with yourselves, guys.
We all have these voices vying for our attention, and most of those voices are negative self-talk.
Yes.
And we really have to, as women, we have to pull that together, and you said it. When you get to that point, you've got to fall to your knees, because you have to bind. Those are spirits mm-hmm. that must be bound.
Right.
And those are spirits that come to try to hinder us from being all that God has called us to be.
Right.
And every single woman has dealt with it.
Mm-hmm. And especially, you're going to have to deal with all of those issues. But then you think about it, us as mothers, if we do not set the tone now, how are we going to raise our children?
Mm-hmm.
How is that daughter looking up to you going to feel? You know, if you're out there and you're listening to your hooker goddess all the time,
mm-hmm.
then
you're not
what?
Setting the example
for
and
your
I'm gonna
daughter.
Tell you something else too. You said the most perfect word, the tone.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
A woman in her home, you it is a vibe. Even mm-hmm. the cat
we
and the dog
the
will pick
we
up on
tone.
It.
We set the tone, absolutely.
You set the beat.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how we're going to march this evening in my house,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Right.
But what you just said in regards to you don't want the hooker goddess displaying herself everywhere because that's what your kids are going to become,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right.
Right. But also the anxiety,
that's
the
true.
Short-tempered.
That's right.
But
right.
also, okay.
And the angry.
The anger. But think about this. And we've mainly focused on relationships with men.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, what you normally will let a man do to you, you'll let your family members and your friends do it
That's
too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So you want a strong backbone, and you want to display that personality for your children because mm-hmm. you don't want them to be walked all over by mm-hmm. their friends and their family members. So it is very important that when you look at all these personalities that you display internally,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we're asking ourselves questions all day. You open the refrigerator. What am I cooking for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in there answered you because
mm-hmm.
you pulled something out mm-hmm. and started cooking it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
And you know what? You know what? This is just an incredibly wonderful conversation. And I hope that women listening and even men that are listening, I hope that women will stop and start to love ourselves and start to accept ourselves right where we are. This is an on-point conversation. We got to take a break.
World and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds and she's not backing down.
LaTanja's professional tax service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's professional tax services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, and Davis One Stop. If you're traveling on Highway 71, I don't care if you're going north or south, Davis One Stop has got the best food. They got the best cuts of meat. They got the best of everything. Davis One Stop. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network on this Friday morning, the Friday morning before the weekend, headed straight towards Super Bowl Sunday, well, we're having just the most, how can I call this conversation?
It's very awesome.
Very awesome, very interesting, very funny. Just
that'd be my white girl word to describe it. It's very awesome.
Your white girl word. We're joined by Lamia Solomon, Christy Bergeron, and Lisa Campo. And ladies, I just want to first thank you guys for your openness and your honesty and that we can laugh with ourselves. But one of the things that I want to talk about is finding our true selves. Because as women, I don't care if you're black, you're white, you're Hispanic, you're Latino, you're Asian, whatever it is, as women, because we are women, we all struggle with the challenges of womanhood. With being moms or being in relationships, with our jobs, all of the things that vie for our attention. And I want to talk about that anxiety that we've been talking about, how we deal with that from a perspective that helps us to deal on a level where we can really not just say we're giving it to God, but give it to God and leave it there.
I think that that comes through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And being submissive to God and listening. You know, you have to have an intimate relationship with Him, and nobody is perfect. Mm-hmm. We want to do it every day, but we can't do it every day because we're not perfect. But the thing is, taking that extra step to try.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't try, then we are going to be crazy, mm-hmm. and that anxiety is going to come out, mm-hmm. and we're not going to know how to effectively contain.
Mm-hmm. So, and you know what else I want to talk about? And Lisa, I want you to start. Self-love. You know, it's easy to talk about self-love and loving yourself. And it has been a mantra for many, many people. But what does that really mean? What's that look about?
Because we're probably all, I don't think that you ever quite arrive there. I think that we're all.
Oh, you're never skinny enough. You're never tall enough. You're never tan enough. Your hair's never straight enough. It's never curly enough. Your lips aren't full enough. Your boobs aren't big enough. Mm-hmm. Your brain's not smart enough. Enough. Mm-hmm. That's what a woman does to herself all day. Mm-hmm. And you have got to learn. And I say learn. It is every day you wake up before you let your feet hit the ground. You've got to say, I am going to let all that I am today be enough to fulfill me.
Mm. I want to write that down.
You know what? Yeah. Mm. We are so hard on ourselves. And then we go out into society and we run into the musher men and we run into the social vampire women. We have already torn ourselves down before we got off the bed. And then you go expose yourself to all the just mm-hmm. raw mm-hmm. energy mm-hmm. that it's like, why did you do that to yourself? Mm-hmm. You could have been a leg up mm-hmm. before you ran into all of the negatives that mm-hmm. the devil has That's lined right. down mm-hmm. the street for mm-hmm. you. Instead of starting it with the devil, why did you not put your feet on the floor and lean into the Lord?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay? And so, and I'm saying it because every morning I wake up and say, you're going to do it today. You're going to be a positive Jane. Let's roll with this, you know, and then you've got the dogs peed on the floor. The kids are running late. And look, the devil's standing there dancing, uh-huh, going, ooh, uh-huh, my anxiety uh-huh, queen. She's going to uh-huh, pop out, and uh-huh, her head's uh-huh, going to spin. He's waiting for you.
That's right.
But remember this. As well as the devil is waiting for you with Lord. Sheer delight, mm-hmm, the Lord is waiting right there.
And you're what choosing. A great plan. That's
you
right.
You are choosing. And if the devil sees the slightest glimpse of an inch, he's mm-hmm. going to take you 10 miles into hell.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And it is so easy to stop. And look, you know, it's like, have you ever had the day where you're like, okay, I'm praying, but I'm still crying and my stomach still hurts. I'm praying. I'm mm-hmm. still freaking out. Hello.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
God, it's me. Are you there? Am mm-hmm. I on hold?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did he put me on hold?
And, you know, you just have to keep reminding yourself. And one of the things that I try to remind people every morning is what you're saying to yourself. Mm-hmm. No matter how your morning starts, and I've had those mornings where DC wakes up and he finds that the dog pooped on the floor and he's just fussing at poor Oliver and he pooped on the floor, get in your bed, yada, yada, yada. Deuce is dragging. You know, the morning is going. And I always remind myself when I get here that I can have what I say.
That's right.
I can have, because the Bible says so.
That's right.
If I can have what I say, I might as well say what I want to have as opposed to saying what I see.
Right. That's right.
I do want to say this too. So, and this is a really good example. I hope someone hears this and listens to it. So let's say you're having a bad day and you know you're having a bad day.
That's right.
But you have, you know, drawn your little lips and eyebrows on. You've gone out into the world and you're trying to make it happen.
That's right. That's right.
And don't forget about your best outfit.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Best outfit.
My husband came home the other day and he said, you know, I was cooking dinner. I don't know if I was slamming the pans or not. I don't know. I was just trying to get my next responsibility done. And he comes over there and he looks at me and he kind of cocks his head and he goes, so you're in a bad mood, huh? And I looked at him. I said, Why would you walk up to a dog and kick it while it's down?
Oh, my goodness.
Right. And you know what? With that being said, then I hope everybody hears this. Say something uplifting to someone, whoever you see,
uh-huh,
every day.
Uh-huh. You don't know what they've
you
been
don't
through.
Know
you don't
what
know
what
they've been
wearing.
Completely. Mm-hmm. Completely.
I mean, if you see someone walking by, it's okay for another woman to speak and say, mm-hmm, you look really nice,
yep,
today.
Because mm-hmm, I've been on the receiving end of that where I was having a bad day. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing was going right, whatever. And you just go into Walgreens or something and someone compliments you.
Mm-hmm.
And at first you're taken aback. You're like, the first thought is, really? No, I don't. Da, 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 you know, it's what you're thinking. But then
learn to accept the compliment.
You,
and what
say,
do you say?
You mm-hmm, say thank you. But you walk out of Walgreens and you feel so much better. You're just... in a better mood.
Right.
You know, you look in the mirror and you're like, okay, maybe it's a lot
easier to shed sunlight than it is to poop on someone.
Right. That's right.
And you know, God, how many times have we said this on this show? If you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all. That is 101 old school.
Absolutely.
That is never going to change. It's never changed, and it's not going
to
change.
But you know what I want to talk about, and I know we won't get to it in this session, but you're all invited back. I want to talk about women loving each other.
Right.
That's very
important. Is a big, big conversation. And I don't care, ladies, what you say. We're not loving each other enough. I met a woman yesterday that I have never had a conversation with before ever. We were going to lunch, and I found out that her husband had just passed. She was coming out of the restaurant, I was coming in, and I walked right up to her. I didn't hug her with a hug tap. I hugged her.
You really embraced
her. I loved her in that moment, and I said, I am so sorry for your loss. I said, you know what? I said, the word says to us, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and He will direct your path. She said, this is right, because I can't understand this. I said, I don't know the pain, but I understand what it's like to be a husband and wife team, and I am praying for you. God bless you. And she said, who are you? Have we met? And I said, no, we haven't. But just know that I'm praying for you. Y'all, you're on point. We've got to take a break here.
All I really want is to see the whole world stand up tonight.
Take off pain.
Yeah, we're celebrating life.
Away.
It don't matter who you are.
Away from.
Yeah, if you've been working hard.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Bravo, oh, oh.
If you feel good, then go on and show it all. They can say what they want now. Just let them try. I don't listen to them, baby. Let me tell. I see it's the same pretty woman with a brand new style. Same letter C, but she ain't walking. She's dying.
Stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team are in Bunkie. They're located at on Main Street. The number to phone, 318-346-2540. I don't know if that's Main Street or not, DC. What street is that Darlene's on? Church Street. That's Okay, Church turns to Rose. Also, she's in Opelousas. The number to phone is 337-942-9939. And of course, we want to thank our great friends at McDonald's of Pineville. This morning, we're joined by Lamia Solomon, Christy Bergeron, and Lisa Campo, real women having real talk. And we hope that this conversation will resonate with you and just make you think. And during the break, everybody agrees that we as women are too hard on each other. We don't know where the genesis comes from. We don't know how this began, but it has always been there. And I'm wondering how we fix it, Lisa. How do we start to fix it?
First of all, I say it's an evil that's been passed down from sisterhood to sisterhood of generations. Mm-hmm. We all heard our mamas and our aunts nin-nin-nin-nin-nin about such and such. Did you see what she was wearing? Did you see how she mm-hmm. walked in that room? Can you believe what she's done to her hair? Mm-hmm. We are all guilty.
Mm-hmm. All of us.
Very much so.
But I think the saddest part about it, we don't love each other enough, and we do see a stranger walk in the room, and we immediately start in our minds internally, all those little voices start kicking in, and they all have their way with her.
Mm-hmm. And listen, and there was an article, you speak of having your way with her, and how mean we are. The Ravens cheerleader, one of the Ravens cheerleaders, is not cheering in the Super Bowl because she has gained weight. Did you guys see that article?
That's horrible.
I didn't hear that.
That's horrible. I'm sorry.
And she's also retiring.
Yes, because of her weight. She is not going to be cheering.
You know what? It goes back to what we were talking about earlier. The perfect. Let me tell you something. These people who keep pointing out the need for perfection, mm-hmm. there is nothing in life that is perfect.
It doesn't exist.
It's an oxymoron. Mm-hmm. Perfection is just, mm-hmm. it doesn't exist. It does. But I will say this, in regards to the women loving on women mm-hmm. or hating on women, mm-hmm. it's one thing when it's stranger to stranger and you're tearing her apart. Boy, it's a whole nother horse of a different color when it's someone that you have become invested in and mm-hmm. shared your intimate life with, your stories with,
mm-hmm.
your struggles with. And I'm using big air quote, your friend, and they call themselves, you know, your sisters or, you know, you're bonded and you've got all this time. And then a light switch goes off and you're left standing there going, why?
I think we've all felt betrayed by women that were our friends.
When you bring someone in and you don't even know what the betrayal mm-hmm. is.
Right.
When things change, and they do. That's mm-hmm. it's just sad.
And that betrayal, Christy, I think you're right on point. I think every woman has felt betrayal from another woman. And now you'll hear women say very openly, oh, I don't have women as friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And see, that's a setup, y'all. Mm-hmm. That's a setup from the devil.
And you know what? In all actuality, if you can't say what is going on in your life openly, whether it be to your friend or someone else, then don't say it. I feel that if you want your life to be an open book, because when you speak to that friend and that friend says, I'm not going to say anything, mm-hmm. just know in your mind it's going somewhere else. So hold yourself accountable to saying, I just spread in my own business that I didn't want anybody to know.
Wow.
Because
there is
a big, big chance it's going to go somewhere else.
I will say the positive light out of this is that, you know, I have gone through this. Oh, my God. It's like I'm a magnet for, you know, that woman. And my husband has watched this over, you know, 20 something years. He has watched this occur again and again and again. And what it has done for us is it's made us closer. Mm-hmm. I don't look for that female best friend anymore, because guess
right.
what?
You
I've got it in my husband. And that's a blessing that a lot of people don't have. And it's something that I encourage you to turn within mm-hmm. and share your day mm-hmm. with. I mean, put the cell phones down, people. Quit playing right. those stupid games. You know, oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, maybe Facebook. That was in God's plan, too, for right. you to go through these different types of
friendships. I agree.
And mm-hmm. to lead you.
To your friends.
You know, yep. yeah, for you two to be closer.
Yep.
I really do. Sometimes he puts you through hurt
mm-hmm.
intentionally.
Right.
To either learn a lesson.
Continue
or
to see the value in what's right in front
or
of me.
Or to direct right. you to where you need to be.
And women do. We take advantage of Facebook and Twitter mm-hmm. and, I mean, people right in front of us to also not only down ourselves, but down your mate that you're in a relationship with.
Right. Yeah.
Those are hurtful things.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Leave it alone. I mean, if you can't love your neighbor, then you don't love yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I think the sum total, and I don't purport to have all of the answers, but I have really been prayerful about this, as this is our mission, to bring women together. And I said to all of the women, and all of the women that will come for Girl Talk, for Real Women Real Talk on Fridays, I have said it is our mission to bring women together. You guys, this is the first time that you all have ever met.
Right.
Yes.
To bring people together in connecting women of all various different ages, various different ethnic groups. And we come together, mm-hmm. and we come together and we look at our differences, but we look at how much we all are alike.
Yes.
And Maya Angelou said this. She said, we are all more alike than we are different. And what I would say to women this morning is, we've laughed a lot, we've talked a lot, we've talked about a lot of serious issues. But for me, finding my truth, my real truth, means me being the best Lamia that I can be to you.
That's right.
Me, Christy, being the best that I can be to you. Mm-hmm. And me being Lisa, just the best that I can be, the most genuine, the best that I can be to you. And that's where I start, because that's where I ask the listener to start every day. I ask you to start with self, finding your own self truth. And when you find your own truth, I mean, not your pretend truth, not the truth that you want others to see and be engaged by, then and only then do you begin to love yourself. It's about finding self. I want to thank you guys.
Thank you.
Lamia Solomon
you.
declares
thank
that you. She is a free spirit. Christy, you're absolutely amazing, very open, very honest. Oh, and Lisa,
you
need to be in Hollywood. I'm sending you to Hollywood.
I have a golden ticket.
Lisa, you are a cheerleader. You are a sister girl. And you guys have been amazing. Thank
it's
you.
It's been fun. Thank you.
Thank you thank very you. Much.
Thank you guys for spending
thanks
the very best
us.
Morning, the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Guys, we love you so much. This is why we do it every day. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself and come out, all the friends of Elnora Martin, and celebrate her life with us today at Pilgrim Baptist Church at 11 o'clock. Thank you guys so much. For David Christmas, for David II, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And I guarantee you, God willing, we'll see you right back here on Monday. Real women, real talk. Thank you guys. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for